Hey, Spencer, you just called me 4 minutes ago, but I just wanted to say to you, gonna get married, gonna get married, gonna get married, gonna get
married man now.
I am. What's up? Can you guys hold on?
Are you rubbing the ring against it?
That's me rubbing my ring against the microphone. Wait, I'll take the windscreen off so you guys can hear the metal.
Get the fuck up.
Yeah, this is the first one that we've
post-wed, dude.
Post-wedding recording.
Post-wed.
I'm
yeah.
Back. Post-wedding, post-honeymoon.
It was a very eventful.
I have three kids now.
You were 2 days past the honeymoon, and you had your honeymoon in Maine. 2 days after the honeymoon, and you were already pulling the ring trick, dude, which is crazy.
Wait, what ring trick?
Because remember, we got dinner, and then we got hit on at that burrito place.
I wasn't pulling the ring trick. I was trying to not be hit on by these women. You know,
me calling it a trick sounds bad, but you
yeah,
just
you made it sound like I was like. Girls hate it when guys do this one trick. Be married.
I hate those articles, dude.
No, that was fun. That was fun. I'm not gonna lie. I still think about that.
Because
we're old and boring now.
Yeah. We're not old and boring. It was just a moment where it was we are like, we could not be more unavailable. You know, like
I agreed with a sentence yesterday that said, I love Costco. And I was like, me too. We're old and boring.
You
Jordan.
Just thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, that's it's like a bumper sticker. You're like, I do identify with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we were at I don't really like that place. First, I want to say we were running our open mic every Thursday night at Crafty Beer, Wine, and Spirits. We were running the green Crafty mic, and Jordan was like, dude, you have got to get this burrito.
It's
so good. That burrito could not have been made by a whiter person. Also, that establishment is made for them. I mean, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Raleigh, North Carolina is the whitest place in America.
It is.
I think there's little to no diversity here. And this place is in an even whiter place than, like, it's in Raleigh, but it's in, like, the epicenter of whiteness, which is ITB.
5 points.
And it's a Mexican place, which is like, yeah, okay.
It's really, it's, you can't even call it Tex-Mex. It's like surf Mex.
Yeah.
You know,
but
it's
you
like,
were
a
like
surf
you were like, we got to get this burrito. It's so good. And like, it wasn't bad, but you made it sound.
You know what it was?
So
it was
good.
Just.
You were wasted when you had it the first time.
Yeah. And then I got like an extra large queso with it. So I literally just, I would pour queso
it was
over
just a
it.
Vessel for cheese.
Every bite. Yeah. And the queso was good.
What are we all if not a vessel for cheese? Anyway, we were at
a bunch of holes.
Yeah, just cheese and holes.
I'm what am I? But a bunch of holes, some of which you pour cheese into.
Hopefully, you're only pouring it in one.
Well, no, I think you're.
Give me the dairy enema.
Could you imagine a queso enema? God, dude,
have
my
you
blood's
ever had
moving.
An enema, or have you ever had to voluntarily put something up your asshole?
No, but I have listened to Enema of the State.
No, it's not the same.
It's not.
I like what you did there, but it's not the same. No. You've never had to like take a suppository or anything?
No. I remember one time.
Do you know what a suppository is?
Yes. I remember one time I didn't know what a suppository was, and I took a suppository by mouth. And I was like, this pill is very soft.
I was really sick one time, and I had to take a suppository, and I opened it, and mm-hmm. it's like in like a gooey little pouch.
Yes, yeah.
And I
shaped like a bullet.
Yeah, and I pulled it out and I was like about to put it in my mouth and my dad goes, "Oh no."
Just his knowing.
He stops me and I'm like, "Where does this go?" And he just looks at me and he goes,
he points his finger up
and I was like, "That's the universal sign for up your ass."
Dude,
just like yeah, so I had to go straddle the toilet because I mean, you don't I was like 7.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I knew where my asshole was and the fact that I've scratched it before, but I never put anything up there.
7 is on the cusp of like, your parents can help you.
Yeah. But you know who can? A priest.
No. No. That's been the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is a very long way to say that we got hit on at a bar. We were at this bar. These two girls came over and were talking to us.
Oh, I forgot this is what we were talking about.
Yeah. Everything takes us four times the amount.
Welcome to Beating Around the Bush, everybody.
That's probably a podcast hosted by two other white guys. But
it would be a great podcast name for two lesbians.
Let me finish the story.
For two lesbians, Beating Around the Bush.
I'm afraid if I
a UFC themed lesbian hosted podcast, dude.
What more niche can it get?
Beating Around the Bush. That's
UFC lesbian podcast called Beating Around the Bush. It feels bad.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but pretty
it
good.
It feels bad.
I don't get a lot of good ones. That was pretty good.
Oh God,
we got hit on a bar.
We got hit on a bar, and these girls, they came up to us, and they were like asking all the right, how old are you?
Yeah.
The very standard, do you come here often?
She did.
Which I didn't know people said that, actually.
Say it, yeah. Yeah.
They were like
so
23. They were so young.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we thought y'all were 26. Like, fuck off. Like, no, you didn't.
It was like
cute, but not,
it was cute.
Not because they were cute, because it was like children.
I will say it was fun, like, hearing, because they were like, I'm a waitress and I'm a nanny and we're roommates. And I was just like, oh man, this was us like 7 years ago.
It really was. It was, yeah. Living in Charlotte, I was in a haddock.
Yeah.
And then you moved in.
I'm a copywriter and I'm alive.
I'm a barista by day and a bartender by night.
But yeah, I know.
We both live in an attic.
Imagine Harry Potter, but reversed. He was above the stairs instead of below them. And there's two of them, and they're not magical.
Do you remember? This is such a, it's so niche.
We're still on the same story.
It's literally you and me. But remember when I was like, you moved into my 215 square foot attic with
not
me.
Even, dude. Not even.
It was like probably 150. I don't even know.
I'd say that wasn't even, I think that was maybe a.
You think it was smaller than this room?
It was, I could not lay across it lengthwise or widthwise.
You and I could.
No. We could lay longwise. Widthwise, we could not.
Widthwise, we could not.
So it was probably only 5 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it was probably 10 feet long,
oh,
which would make it 50 square feet.
That's, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
It was under 100 square feet.
100%,
and then you, I
yeah.
had my.
It was an attic.
I.
You sound surprised.
It's in the name. I had the toy mattress, but remember I was like, I only had the one window, and I was like, I don't want to, I like leaving the window open, but I don't want to put the air conditioner in it. And I was like, I know what I'll do. And we were going out to the bars. I will plug in the air conditioner, but leave it on the floor. And we came back, and because it blows out hot air, dude, it was a sauna, and then the floor was soaked because it also leaks through refrigerant, dude. We opened up the closet to get to the ladder to get upstairs, and it was like a fucking oven, dude.
It's like, I imagine, like, if I'm like, Lindy, you want to go down there after a long day? She like peels my underwear off, and it's just like,
oh, dude, yeah, you pop open a can of,
oh God,
like a can of Coke from the 40s that's evaporated.
People had sex with us up there.
Not you. No. Spencer, no. Please, no. In that room?
What?
Where? Was I there? I wasn't there. I could have
Yeah, you were there, George.
50 square feet. No. Anyway, we got hit on, and then
we had to get out of there because they were getting too this sounds so fucking. Welcome to the Tucker Max podcast.
Dude, I know.
These girls, they were clearly getting too into the conversation, and I at the time I had my right hand like holding my beer, and my left hand was just in my lap, and I was like, "Oh, okay, this is a fun conversation.
Switched.
It's turning into a romantic thing, or they're steering in that way. I need to end this." And I just casually put my left hand forward to grab my drink, and I have never seen someone's body language die so hard.
This girl
went from like leaning forward, talking to us, and she goes,
"Engaged.
Oh, you're married." And sat back and just grabbed her phone and immediately started texting.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh. I told you this on the walkout. I was like, I wanted to like go up to them and be like,
hey, I respect what you did.
Good job.
Yeah.
Like, put yourself out there. Do that. That's cool.
I wish I did this more. Yeah.
I did it like one summer. I was like, I'm going to be a pickup artist.
Yeah.
But not like douchey. I was like, I'm just going to talk to, I'm going to talk to people. And it's crazy how much it worked.
I also
wasn't fat anymore, so that's probably what helped too.
You know what I couldn't help but think about on the drive home after that was like how much of a bullet they dodged, because it's like you're used to talking to like boys and guys. And guys have habits. Or like guy, but I like I have addictions, you know. Like they're used to talking to guys at bars, and it's like the guys you're talking to like to drink and get fucked up. I have a borderline alcohol addiction, you know. Like if I was single, that was crazy, okay. You know. Like
you're saying like they dodged a bullet of single us,
a single us, yeah, yeah, yeah. Single us at our current age, like
if I was still single,
yeah,
no, I'd be dead.
Yeah,
not really, but I wouldn't want to be here. I'll tell you.
Do
that.
You think we would have lived together again? I wouldn't have moved to Raleigh.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, would have. Yeah, you would have just stayed in New York and
yeah.
been sad up there.
I would have been in a windowless basement.
Anyway, all that to say,
married.
I got married. It was a great
gonna
time.
Gonna get married.
Gonna get married.
That was fun because we kept singing that at your wedding.
Yeah.
To get you hyped up before.
I'll play it at the beginning of the episode. Jordan left me a voicemail. We all left myself a voicemail. The song, I don't know, is it Going to the Chapel? I don't know what the song's called.
Yeah, Going to the Chapel.
We kept singing that song, but we just kept repeating, Gonna get married to the tune. And it was really fun. Yeah. But there was a moment, the night before my wedding, where were we? Boxcar? We went somewhere.
Boxcar.
We went out, we had some fun, we got, you know, drunk as we mm-hmm. should have, and then we got home. And we like put on Dune because we have it on our illegal website and watched about 10 minutes of it. But Jordan poured himself a stiff drink. And
I poured several.
And we also had cookout. Yeah. And then I woke up and Jordan had just kept waking up in the middle of the night and pouring himself more whiskeys.
But not drinking it.
Not drinking any of them. So there were just like seven
it was like the
hotel
little...
plastic cups around the hotel half filled of whiskey.
It was like the little girl from Signs.
It's like you woke up and you were like, that was a whiskey. And then your body was like, no. And then you probably went and shat whiskey out of your ass.
Dude.
All to say is that you had whiskey butt my entire wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you almost missed the wedding because you were pooping.
I was like, I can sneak one more in.
We were about to walk out, and we were like, where the fuck is one of the best men?
Yeah.
And then you came back because I called you. And
I was walking up when you called me. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you just left me a voicemail.
I was like, I got time, yeah.
And you get to hear it.
Great. At this point in the pod, you guys have heard it, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you did too. It was one of my favorite.
It's all the groomsmen.
One of my favorite memories.
Yeah.
I had a great day. Exactly what happened. Everyone got super fucking drunk.
Well, exactly what happened. What happened is exactly what you wanted
exactly.
to happen.
Yeah. 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 Everyone got very drunk. We danced all night.
That's great. No regrets. No rugrats.
No rugrats. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. No rugrats.
Someone got a DUI at our wedding.
Oh.
And honestly,
dude, yeah.
If it was going to happen, it's good that it happened to someone that I didn't really know.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not like that.
So I'm not that invested.
So I'm not that emotionally invested. I mean, it did happen to someone I know that happens to be related to someone I care about a lot.
Yeah.
But they're safe. Everyone's fine.
Everybody's fine. They lived.
Fun story, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully for them, too.
Maybe in a
I don't think anybody's ever had a fun DUI story.
Boy, let me tell you about this one time. Real good night. I had a DUI.
I had one, and then I got another one.
Yeah, that was it. It was fun. It was a great time.
That's great.
We went up to Maine.
Yeah.
Hung out with Nick, previous guest of the pod, Nick LaManna. Ate a whole bunch of oysters and lobster with him and his fancy wife.
That sounds
wonderful.
I don't
know why I said fancy, but definitely not. Sorry, Gabby, but you ain't fancy. I love you. You ain't fancy. Yeah. And that's it. It feels like I should ask you, what did you do? But we've obviously seen each other and hung out since then.
What did I do? You mean like for my wedding or just since then?
Just since then.
Oh, during that time?
Catch people up. Where you
no,
been?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought a house.
Oh, you did?
I did buy a house, yeah.
Yeah, but like don't tell him that because like we still want him to give us money.
Oh, like for the Patreon and all that stuff? Wes was very he was like very kind. He like congratulated me. We're not far from each other. We're in the same neighborhood.
I dropped off his because he was the runner up in our contest.
Yes. We finished the contest. Thank you, everybody.
Congrats to what was that girl's name? Cole Jordan?
Cole Jordan,
yeah.
And Wes Luttrell. Thank you guys so much, everybody, for participating in that. Maybe we'll do one in a little while because the merchandise is not selling, and that's honestly on us, and that's
100%.
Fine. 100%. But honestly, if you message us nicely enough, we may just send you something for free, you know? But
yeah.
We've been doing that a bunch.
Looking at you, Rand Barnacle.
But thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for participating
you
in that. No, I was just giving my heartfelt thanks.
No, you can do it.
I think we both know the vibe with this podcast is I try and do as little work as possible.
That's the vibe of our friendship. I love you.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much.
It was fun. That was, honestly, it was very, very cool to see how that happened. It's also been cool. We got some stuff coming up. I guess we should announce it maybe now, and then we'll announce it at the end of the pod, too, because statistically, people don't listen to the end of the pod.
We should. Oh, somebody said that? You should start doing – we should start doing announcements up top.
Up top? Let's do it up top.
Let's do it right now.
Right now. Announcements.
Oh, we should enter the pod.
Should we do that before or after the announcements?
We should do it after the intro.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's intro.
Nah, let's just end it. I'm going to go home.
Okay.
I want to go home and play Halo.
That's it, Sean.
Okay, no. Oh, boy. Everyone, welcome.
Welcome to the pod!
Ooh, welcome to episode 38 of Bop or Flop, baby! Man, we're so glad you're here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I am so glad that you identify as a fan of this podcast.
We the best podcast!
Oh, man, we're here. We're at episode 38. This is the first one that is caught up in time. Everything else we recorded pre-wedding, as you've obviously heard us talk about. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. We're so grateful. We're growing, like, every episode. It's crazy. We're going to have video stuff coming at you soon, which is pretty tight. I am one half of your co-host team. My name is Spencer Bland. You can find me on Instagram because that's the only social media I'm on. That is at Spencer Spicy. I mean, I'm on Facebook, too, but don't add me there unless we're friends. Yeah, you can follow me at Spencer Spicy. You can check out, I post comedy clips. And honestly, for the next few months, just going to be pictures of my wedding because I look fucking awesome.
They're great.
And so does my wife. Yo, I can say my wife now.
My wife.
Very fun. My wife. God, that's never going to get old. Follow me at Spencer Spicy. You can check out, I don't have any dates coming up. I've kind of took, not a pause on comedy, but, you know, just had other stuff that I was doing. But if you want, you can check it out at iambadatcomedy.com or godsaveyourcomedian.com. That's right. I have two different URLs. I'm diversified. You can follow the pod at Bopperflop Pod across platforms. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So sorry for that. I'm leaving it in because we're a raw podcast. If you want to support the pod, if you love us, if you're listening and you're like, God, I love these burpy white dudes, I want to love them even harder. You can do that in one of two ways. One of two ways. You can go to our website, bopperflop.com/shop. Go buy our merch. We've got hats. We've got shirts. It's getting a little chilly, or maybe it's not, wherever you are. I know we got some Florida listeners, but hopefully wherever you are, it's getting a little cold because everyone deserves a little cold weather.
But also, even if it is cold, dress in layers. We've got short sleeves.
Exactly.
We got long sleeves.
We have shorts. We got long, not shorts. We have short sleeves, long sleeves.
We have shorts.
Maybe at some point. Who
we have
knows?
Branded chubbies.
Oh, God. I hope we never get that douchey. That's it. That's not it. That's only one way. The other way is you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/bopperflop. We've got three different tiers there. We have got the hard bop, double bop, and twist tier. On all those tiers, you just get a variation of different gifts. It's great. You can get uncut episodes. You can get brand new different episodes that you can't hear on our regular podcast feed where we cover special episodes. Right now, we're going through the Rolling Stone top 500 songs of all time and bopping or flopping them, and boy, is it a wild-ass list. They put Where's My Mind by the Pixies way too high up there.
Yes,
I get
then,
mad at every other song.
And too many songs below it.
Yeah, it's great. You also, if you sign up for our top tier, the twist tier, you get a discount on merch. But hey, maybe you don't have the financial means to support us, and that's okay. We understand that, and we just appreciate you listening. If you really love us,
or you only like us at a free level, which is
also
okay.
Fine. But if you do that, maybe tell a friend about us. Tell a parent.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
someone in your circle.
Tell your grandmother about us.
Yeah, share us on Instagram. Share us on whatever social media app you're on. There's like 50 million of them now. If you got an OnlyFans, like, get fucked with our podcast on in the background, you know? Like, don't tell us about it because I can't. That's, you know.
Function.
Dude,
I don't know.
The saddest thing.
I can't. Wait, what?
I'm sorry. We're going on a tangent. That's what happens. I saw the saddest thing on Reddit a few days ago. Do you ever look at the Today I Fucked Up Reddit?
TIFU. Yeah.
This girl posted and said, "Today I fucked up by watching porn." And I was like, "Oh, this is going to be funny. Someone walked in on this person, Jane off." No. This person was like, "I'm very lonely. I went to a dude on Pornhub that I know like gives very like intimate videos. And he does like," she was like, went into an explanation. This guy does like point of view stuff. It's porn for women or dudes, whatever. It's a guy's perspective. So you are getting fucked is what the perspective is.
Okay.
And at the end of the video, the guy says, "I love you." And she started crying.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, I'm sad now.
It was so, I read that and I was just like, this is so sad.
Yeah.
It's insanely sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been there. I've never cried at porn, but I cried on the way home from the only threesome I've ever had, which was a long time ago. Lindy, if you're listening, it was way before I even knew you. Not before I knew you, but
you're just saying it because you're confident Lindy does not listen to the podcast.
I know she doesn't because I played a clip for her yesterday, the clip that I posted from our Patreon. Yeah. She was like, this is funny.
She doesn't even know.
I was like, damn, it's you like, really don't listen to
this do happens underneath your nose all the time. Yeah.
She was like, I hear your voice all the time. I'm good.
Yeah. I feel like a post-sex of any type cry is the saddest of all the cries.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, yeah, either you miss somebody or you've just been faced with how lonely you actually are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little cum crier that you're hearing over there is my co-host.
I was just about to be like, and I myself, like fucking on night cell, it's like, I myself have never been unhorsed. I've never cried after sex.
Why don't you tell them who you are?
I'm Jordan Huggins. Jordan Scott Huggins, everybody. You can find me on all social media at AKA Young Beefy and on Xbox, hopefully playing Halo at AKA Young YUNG Beefy.
Yeah, and I sorry to hop on Jordan's horse, but if you want to fuck with us on Xbox, I will also be playing Halo under the code name. What's it called? Handle?
Username?
Gamertag. Anthony Shoes.
That's right. You've told me 10 times what it means, and
you want me to tell you again?
No, I don't care anymore. Yeah,
I love telling it. It's fun.
At AKA Young Beefy. I don't think I have any dates coming up because I got Christmas coming up. Oh, I have date.
Hold on, we have a huge date. Dude.
One date. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. We have another big one. You just brought it up. The fucking birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, December 25th. Dude.
Oh yes.
How could you forget?
R.I.P. But welcome be, dude. Yeah. You know.
Welcome
back. He is risen. It sounds like I'm being...
We have two dates. We have two, like, real talk.
We have two dates. Actually, we have three dates. November 20th, this Saturday, November 20th.
Yeah.
This is coming out tomorrow, right? So November 20th.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Upcoming Saturday.
7:30 p.m. at Crafty Beer, Wine, and Spirits.
In Five Points.
It is another... It's the 10th triumphant return of Neptune's Comedy. Mark Brady, Byron Johnson, Aoife Sinclair, Spencer and I are hosting.
Special guest from New York.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Special guest, special hidden guest. Tickets are $5 right now. You can go to either of Spencer and I's Instagram accounts or the Neptune's Instagram account.
Neptune's Comedy.
Go to the link in bio. You can buy tickets there. We will also have tickets at the door, but they will be $8 just because we're, you know, like to be greedy like that.
You got to pay for procrastination.
And we want to make sure that Crafty's packed out. But we've already sold like 40 tickets. We only have a handful left.
We will say it is an outdoor show. Just because Crafty doesn't really have a lot of interior space, and we wanted to make sure we had more people. They have two
big honking heaters.
Like outdoor, like gazebo type things that have giant heaters in them that put out you know how like restaurants have those like little tower heaters that are like only good if you're right beside it? These heaters make you feel like you are an old Apple turnover in a McDonald's. Like you're just sitting under the light cooking.
Good heater, you know? Good food. Yeah. 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 You're going to like the way we taste.
I'm not supporting McDonald's right now. I can't.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. I thought you were on the anti-work subreddit, my guy.
But have you seen their red logo?
Anyway, with all that said, November 20th, we've got the Neptune's Comedy is back. That's going to be our monthly spot moving forward. We are back at Crafty, at least until Neptune's opens. And honestly, it kind of seems like they won't. So
yeah.
RIP Neptune's.
Second date, Sunday, November 21st, is my birthday.
Oh.
Third date,
oh, okay.
December 4th.
Saturday, December 4th, our first live show.
Yes.
Ooh, ooh.
It's at a night retail market in downtown Raleigh.
So, yeah. Saturday, December 4th, we've got our first live show. It's good, I know. Yeah.
Okay, go. Saturday, December 4th.
Our first live show at the Raleigh Night Market.
Moore Square.
It's going to be awesome. It is going to be cold because it's just actually, who fucking knows? It could be 75 degrees, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Actually, the one time, I kind of hope it is.
Hope it's cold or warm?
I hope it's warm.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
people
think we
come and hang out.
It's outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring
gonna
blankets.
It's going to be outside. We're going to bring blankets. We're going to have our own tent set up and everything. We're going to be, I mean, it's going to be great. We're going to do, it's actually pretty much our 1 year anniversary, too. I think we launched our first episode December
9th. Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's going to be like de facto our 1 year party. We're going to be giving merch away. We're going to be doing, who knows?
That's
you know?
Great. Yeah. Can we
we're
give?
Gonna,
beer. I'm going to buy a 30 rack of PBR and just give those away.
I'm going to be drinking. Yeah. I know that's for sure.
I'm going to have everything in hidden containers.
Yeah, we're going to be brown bagging it. We're going to have a, I'm telling you what, we're going to have so much fun, they're going to probably not want us back.
Yeah, I think so.
Or
so,
or who knows? They seem down with shit. So maybe
What time are we getting started?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We have little to no information that we keep asking for, but we'll find out at some point. I would imagine, I think, like 6 or 7-ish.
Yeah.
I would say, we're going to try to keep it tight because it obviously is going to be cold. We're going to try to run like an hour.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to buy beer.
Yeah.
If you come, you get one free beer from me.
I think that's fair.
And then as I get drunker, you will get more free beers from me, okay?
I'll say this right now because we have a lot left over. I'm going to give away a wedding koozie to a few people.
That's right. Fun.
A Spencer and Lindy.
Do you have one of the purple or maroon ones left?
I want one. Maroon ones left.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I got one of each. I got black camo and I want maroon.
Yeah, you got to get the variants.
I want the, I want alpha, beta, and delta, dude.
I will say, we have some cool koozies.
You
that's
do.
Right. There you go.
They're
great. Point to camera and product placement.
You know what else I'm going to do? I'm probably just going to bring some clothes I've been meaning to take to Salvation Army. I'm gonna give that away.
Let's try to turn it into something.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to get free beer. You're maybe going to get a free koozie. We're going to be giving away merch. We're going to do Toys for Tots, Salvation Army. We're going to solve world hunger. It's going to be our first live show, dude. It's going to be a fucking event.
Is it officially licensed merch if it's not licensed and it also doesn't say the name of our podcast on it?
Yes. If it's touched your skin, it's officially licensed.
Okay.
Merch.
All right. Yeah. Officially licensed. So I've got.
Wear the clothes from Bop or Flop.
I got a Nike shirt. I've got some Dockers pants I'm trying to get rid of. 38-34s, which are too big for me. That's it. Okay.
Too big for you, really.
November
20th.
36?
Really?
36-30?
I thought you were like a 48 or something.
Fuck you. If I could find it, a 36-29.
Interesting.
Oh, dude. That's why I buy Levi's on Amazon.
I've just started shopping at Target more. Target makes clothes for like weird shaped dudes like me.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Actually, I do know that. Do you know this? Target is one of my company's clients.
Well, like I say, I hope they got the fat boy molds back there.
Yeah, it's because we just developed a new North American men's standard, and they're developing clothes on that standard.
Is it one with big old guts?
Yeah.
Because that's my thing.
It is.
Like,
bigger thighs, bigger hips, bigger guts.
That's me, baby. Yeah. Anyway, December 4th, coming out to that. All right, we've been rolling for a while. Obviously, I'm going to edit this down so it's not super long. Or maybe I won't, you know?
No, it's first one back.
First one back, we're going to run long. Our date, or wait, fuck. Jordan, I don't know if we will, but we might have some people coming on over and be like, what's this podcast? What is Bop or Blip, 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 Blop or Flop? Blip or Blop? Well, I can't, blah, 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 I can't say it. You know, like some people who have hosted comedy shows for me and been like, flabba blop? Like, yeah, because it's very hard to say. Bop or flop?
Bop or flop.
They might not know what this is. Why don't you fucking tell them
first of all,
this goddamn podcast is?
If you're here and you haven't listened to the first 37 episodes of our podcast, stop this podcast right now. Go back to episode 1 and listen to all other 37 episodes.
Have you listened to episode 1 recently? Because I haven't, and that'd be fun. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
You honestly could have said any number of our podcasts, and I would have said no.
You don't listen to any.
No, I'm totally kidding. It seems like something that I would
actually
do.
I know you don't, because I'm like, hey, Jordan, can you send me some clips that I think are funny for the podcast? And then 3 days later, Jordan replies, what?
No, I listen to every episode.
Do you? Okay.
And when it's because you do have me finding clips. I'll listen to the whole episode all the way
through.
You
actually do listen?
Yes. That's cool. Yeah.
I do too, in a weird narcissistic way.
Well, you have to because you're editing. Guys, Bop or Flop is a freaking music podcast.
Yeah, we're Christian now.
Every episode, we focus on a date and we go back and get the top 10 Billboard songs from the Hot 100 from that date.
Yeah, ever heard of it?
Talk about them. The Hot 100 is Billboard's thing. It's the top 100 songs from that era. It actually keeps going. They have the Hot 250, Hot 500.
Do they really?
Yeah, it goes on forever.
The Hot 1 million.
The Hot 1 million. That seems crazy, insane. We go back.
You know what their best chart is? Is the Baked Hot 8.
The Baked Hot 8?
It's just a thing that you can get a Harris Teeter or a chicken.
That joke smells. Who charted in here, huh? Am I right? Bop or Flop, music podcast. We've chosen a date for today. Normally, sometimes we have a guest. Sometimes that guest will choose the date. Tonight, it's just the boys, the two of us.
Just us. It's a Monday night. We're recording. I thought I was going to go home and play Halo, and then I was like, oh, wait, I have to go home and
edit this podcast. Yeah. And today's date, Spencer actually chose for a very important reason because it's his wedding date. You want to tell us what date you've chosen?
I do.
And the top 10 from that date.
Well, I'm not going to tell you all 10 because we have to go through it and do it.
Right.
But I'll tell you what the date is.
Which is the point of the podcast.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, I chose, as you know, or maybe you don't, but I got married October 23rd of this year, which would be our Lord and Savior's year of 2021.
Yes.
So that was October 23rd. But I wanted to go back and see what the top 10 was on October 23rd, the year that I met my wife, which would have been 2013.
That's great. Yeah. 2013, the first time you met, but you guys didn't start dating.
I'd seen her before. I'd seen her, like, because we had the same program at ECU and all that stuff. I'd seen her, like, in, like, walking through the halls. So this was the first time we had a class together.
Oh, okay.
Summer of 2013.
But good year.
But I didn't want to do summer 2013. I wanted to choose our wedding date. So that date is October 23rd.
From the year that you met, 2013.
Yeah. Yep.
Great.
Whew, sorry, my nose keeps getting stuffed up. Ugh, gross. Love swallowing a whole bunch of snot. Call that the fifth meal, you know? God.
Nobody calls it that. I just want to put that on record. Nobody calls it that, okay? You call it that, and it's not a meal. No part of that sentence qualifies for what it is, okay?
The fifth meal.
You're going to like the way it tastes. I guarantee it.
We just keep saying different brand slogans. Okay,
should we jump into it?
We should, and I hate to say this, but this is our... Actually, you know what? I'm going to put some sad violin music. Guys, sadly, Jordan doesn't even know this. Sadly, we do not have a sponsor anymore.
No, they stopped sponsoring us?
They stopped sponsoring us.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It wasn't working out?
We're going to do one final ad. Not even really an ad. It's really just going to be like goodbye and thanks for the memories, you know? But yeah, our actual contact at the company moved on. He gave me the info for the person who was taking over his job. I emailed them. They never got back to me.
Oh, my God.
Which is almost worse than them being like, hey, thanks. You know, we're going to go in a different direction. They're just like, fuck these kids. We're not replying to them.
Hear me out. What if we keep marketing them?
Well, I tried, but our code doesn't even work anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they took it down. Yeah. So they actively were like, eh. So... I think just for pomp and circumstance, we'll do. It's funny because I'm gonna put in music.
It would be funny. I was hoping that you put that exact song over me, but still leave me in doing it.
Is that what you want to do? So, without further ado,
the last ever
until unless something changes, ad for Nature's Highway CBD.
It's a little sad.
He's going to come to you after
these
messages. I was going to wait a little bit. I was going to get into it, and then I was going to have...
Oh, should I do it again?
Are you going to be John Sebadeh?
No, you are.
Oh, okay.
This is your knock.
I was going to do it. It's fine. Okay. All right. We're good.
And yes.
What and? Jordan, do you like smoking fake drugs?
I honestly have never loved anything more in my life. And I it would really pain me if we lost this part of our podcast. Who is that?
Oh, no.
Who is that?
Who do you think it is?
Do you think he came down to tell us personally?
I think he came down to deliver the news.
Oh, no, I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah, you can come in. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, God. Hey.
Hey, John. I'm going to have to request. Yeah, thank you, Jordan. You got to call me Mr. Sebadeh from here on out.
Mr. Sebadeh.
Yeah, listen, I got some bad news.
I know. We heard. Spencer was just telling me about this.
Tragically, my daughter was killed in a chihuahua.
God, I'm so sorry. Was the chihuahua, surely if it was attacking and aggressive, it wasn't taking your
CBD? It was not.
CBD.
I actually ensure that every dog on my block is heavily induced with CBD.
With Nature's Highway CBD dog treats, yeah.
Sadly, this one house, this fucking Karen, didn't want to, she did not want to
so you wanna
give
dose
her dog CBD, and sadly went right for the jugular.
Your daughter was young to have a kind of a small throat.
She was very young. She was 23 years old.
She was 23. Wow.
Yeah, just got out of middle school too. So
I'm only laugh to keep from crying, Mr. Sebade.
Sometimes you gotta laugh.
I'm
you know?
Sorry. Yeah, we have to find the humor even in the tragedy.
What's crazy is that after the dog killed her, it did look at me. Sorry, I'm getting choked up.
I know it's got to be so hard for you and your family. I'm so sorry.
But the dog looked at me square in the eye.
Here, Mr. Sebade, real quick, hold my hand. I know it's an audio medium, but just grasp my hand. Thank you.
This is a little weird, but I'm into it.
I am sorry. I just want you to feel my empathy for you.
I appreciate. You know what? That helped me. That helped me fight back the tears. But the dog did. It looked me in the eye and it said, "Yo quiero Taco Bell." So.
That is tragic. I
unfortunately have worse news.
I was going to say, I hope you don't think this is callous of me. I'm sorry about your daughter, but what is that, you know, have to do?
Due to the tragic and very bloody death of my daughter, we've had to move. I am no longer head of marketing for Nature's Highway CBD.
I'm Mr. Sebade. I have to stop you real quick. You were only the head of marketing this whole time.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know,
I thought that you were Mr. CBD. I thought you owned.
So I started the company, but I don't like to be number one.
You don't like the operational aspect of it.
I like to be in the trenches with my guys, you know, so.
The guys being your marketing assistants.
Exactly.
Yes.
Marketing specialists.
Marketing specialists.
Yeah. We can't actually call them assistants.
Sorry, I'm choking up because I'm still your daughter.
Gen Z, you know, they won't let me call them assistants. Apparently.
Yes,
you gotta call them specialists or coordinators. I don't care anyway. I'm still paying them $7.25 an hour. Well, not anymore, I guess. So now I will be taking my payout, and I will be working for Aveda. So yeah,
Aveda.
Yeah, the makeup.
Keratin Ulta. It's like Keratin Ulta brands, stores and stuff.
Yeah, if you know any living room parties that I could maybe sneak into.
Yeah,
I also still have some CBD, but don't tell.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have to have a life.
So with that being said, unfortunately,
it's been
great, guys. I think in total, I think you've done about $100 in sales.
Hey, I got to tell you, Mr. Sebade, first of all, thank you for having us on. This is hard to hear. I hope that there's room for us to rejoin the network soon. But it wasn't for lack of want of trying, you know? We really...
Yeah.
Listen to every episode of the podcast.
I did. And I got to say that my daughter, she was a big fan.
Oh.
And as a parting gift.
We love our floppers.
We did taxidermy her lower half. The upper half was just mangled. Like a chupacabra in heat. I'm going to give you both one of her toes on a keychain that my wife made.
I don't know what to say.
That's
because I really don't want to say thank you, but
may it bring you the luck that she did not have. Well, and I think with that, it's probably time for me to go.
Well, Mr.
My wife, she's packing up the Nissan Altima, and you know we got to get out of here. So
thank you for your time. I wish you good luck at Aveda.
The best. If you have any moms.
I see you're walking out. You got your hand on the doorknob. Would Aveda be interested in any podcast sponsorships?
Absolutely not.
It was worth a try.
You know what? And I appreciate the hustle.
It was worth a try.
I appreciate the hustle. You boys stay sweet, okay?
You too.
Goodbye. Well, that's sad, man. It's the end of an era, but it had to happen.
Yeah, the daughter was just asking for it, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, that being said.
So we have no more podcast sponsors.
No more podcast sponsors. If you are a local business and you want to sponsor us,
yeah,
email us at contact@bopperflop.com or just DM us. Do whatever. We'll see
what happens.
But also, you know what? This is more of a gift for our listeners because you don't have to listen to that anymore.
It was a fun part of mine.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I will miss John Sebade, you know?
I will miss John Sebade. I hope we don't forget him for future cameos.
I don't think we will.
Never.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
He was such a dynamic part of our life.
I agree. So with that being said, Jordan, let's get into this playlist. I know we're a little sad.
Spencer, we will get into these playlists right after this.
What else do we have?
I don't know. We just make up some more ads. I don't know. No, let's get into this playlist.
Amtrak.com. Do you want to get to where you're going, but slower? All right, let's get into the playlist. So October 23rd, 2013, coming in at number 10, we've got Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. I don't like Lana Del Rey.
You do not like Lana Del Rey.
But this is a good song. It's like glittery, weird, ethereal pop. It's strange. There's another album, which this might give it away to huge fans of this person, on this playlist. The album's called Pure Heroin. But I would almost say that this Lana Del Rey album is more akin to Heroin.
This is like heroin bop.
It's very all of her music to me is very like heroin-esque.
It is. And I think
it's like happy, but like it feels like you're like in glue.
I think it feels like you've got Elmer's glue
to it
in
your
finger.
You're like, why am I sticky?
Yeah.
You're like, I feel warm, but I'm also sticky.
Yeah, why am I floating through pasta art right now?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm the exact opposite. I love Lana Del Rey. I actually like this song. I like it. Summertime.
It's not great.
It's fine. It's a good mellow.
It's number 10. It's exactly where it needs to be.
It's number 10, dude. Yeah. It's number 10. That's good. I don't like for all of these songs, I started analyzing them lyric by lyric. And
yeah, you can't do that.
That really ruins it.
These are not poets.
Ungenius. She has a lyric in here she says morning, morning,
ooh,
and then morning, morning.
Yeah.
And that's highlighted. And in the Genius lyric, it's just like, note the homophones, morning and morning. And it's like, oh, I didn't get it, dude.
Oh, no.
I didn't get it.
But you also have to realize that most people are idiots. Most people will see it'll read a thing that says, note the homophones, and they're like, okay, well, I don't support this, so I'm not listening to this song anymore.
I am not.
What'd you fucking call me?
Gay audio? No, thank you. How about that?
Homophones? You talking about Obamaphones? No, dude. I don't do that.
They probably give that out to all them liberal cucks, right, with them Obama phones.
Yeah, it's got a little penis that goes in your ear, right?
I don't want a gay telephone, I can tell you that.
Yeah, what do I look like? I like androids?
Androids are... Oh, God. This song is fine. It's a number 10.
It's exactly that. It's fine.
It's a number 10.
I think it's going to be a 50-50 split on the poll.
That being said, people that love Lana Del Rey,
they do
love Lana Del Rey, dude.
Shout out. Guys, slide to the DMs if you are a fan of Lana Del Rey, because the only people that I know that really stand for Lana are like girls who think they have more money than they actually do.
That's really funny, dude. That's really like girls with
it's
just
girls who are like, "Gah, I'm so like, you know, not a care in the world." It's like, "You got 80 grand in credit card debt."
Dude, that is so funny.
I saw her I think it was Ben. I don't know if Ben listens, but groomsman of the pod, Ben George, saw her on a platform in New York one time when we were living up there, and he was like, she looks pretty normal.
Lana Del Rey does kind of look like if Ariana Grande and somebody later in the this episode, Lord, had a baby and that baby did heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? Both of her parents worked at Gray, the advertising.
Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
I saw that she's from, well, her actual name is Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. But you're talking about
sounds rich.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, her dad was like a copywriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe we'll birth the next Lana Del Rey.
Maybe that's where she got the morning homophones from.
Yeah, her dad, when he was reading her bedtime story, was like, all right, now, Lana, note the homophones.
She's like, thank you, daddy.
Yeah. Even though they lived in New York. Yeah, so that's a very light double bop.
Very light. Light bop is good. Okay, very light double bop. All right, moving in. Number 9, we have the most problematic song ever, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, T.I., and Pharrell.
So many people in this song. Must wanna get nasty. Go ahead, do it at me. Come on. What do we need dreams for? When you got them jeans. What do we need steam for? You the hottest bitch in this place. I feel so lucky. we've covered this before.
Did it peak higher?
I think it peaked higher. I think you, if I remember correctly, you gave it a problematic bop.
Yeah, well, I'm about to give it the same thing again, dude, because this song rips.
Hold on, my mom's calling us. Got to make sure she's not dying. Right.
Yes, actually.
You're about to give it a problematic bop again.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think I
Oh, you know what? Actually, I think that you're going to be very surprised by this because I've got some receipts for us.
Oh, do you?
It peaked August 21st, 2013, so exactly a month before our current episode right now.
Yeah.
At number one, and I gave it a shitty flop. You gave it an unfortunate bop.
I gave it
You gaslighting motherfucker. I did not bop it. You bopped it.
I mean, I was going to bop it again. It's a good song.
You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to give it a bop.
It's a great song.
It's a fun song, dude.
Has it been proven that it stole the melody from another song? Yeah. Is Robin Thicke problematic? Yeah.
Also, Emily Ratajkowski did come out and say that she was groped during the recording of the video.
Which sucks, because I was just about to talk about how great her boobs are in this music video.
Are they out?
Yes.
Oh, she's topless?
Have you not seen this music? It's literally her and three other girls just running around naked.
Oh, I haven't seen the music video.
There's a normal version where they're wearing like underwear, and then there's a risque version where they're all naked.
So Robin Thicke sexually assaulted her.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes.
Well, now I feel weird for saying.
So you're going to give it an unfortunate bop, and I am going to give it, because I gave it a flop before, but I'm giving it a bop now, I'm giving it a flippy bop.
It's a catchy song. I don't think that T.I. and Pharrell add anything to the song.
Hey.
They're literally just in the background just dancing.
Doesn't T.I. have a verse on it, though?
Fuck if I know.
I'm asking that about a song we just listened to.
I know, exactly.
That's how unforgettable it is.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's whatever. It's still it's a catchy song. It comes on, you get dancing. For people who don't know the context behind it, they're like, this is a good song, because it is. It's a bop.
Yeah, and then people that do know are like, let's forget it for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Let's just have fun.
As a song, I think it's a bop.
Yeah, totally.
If it wasn't the other stuff, the accoutrement, which is a terrible way of...
Did he do bad? I mean, I'm not trying
he
to...
He groped her.
No, but I'm saying he was canceled before that came out.
I think he was canceled because this song...
He got canceled for sex stuff.
Oh, I thought it was because this song is actively promoting date rape.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Blurred Lines. The girls...
Go back and listen to whatever episode we covered this. We talk about it in depth, I think.
It was episode... Oh, I just had it. I apologize. Episode 14. And it wasn't... It was 2 months before, because we're in October.
14,
August 21st, 2013, we had Justin.
Oh, Richards.
Yeah, Justin
Hell
Richards.
Yeah, baby.
On, yeah.
So if you want to hear us actually talk about this one, go back and listen to episode 14.
Yes.
I think that's fair. It's late. We want to get home to our babies.
But it's a double bop from us. This number 9.
It's a double bop.
Yeah.
So let's move that into number 8, a song that I've actually never heard of.
Until we listened to it.
Yeah. Have you heard of this song?
I don't think so, yeah.
Which is, I'm so dumb. When I first saw this, I thought it said applesauce. But it actually says Applause by Lady Gaga. Yeah, round of applause for this one.
That song is great, dude.
I did not know that this song was... I'm not a Gaga stan. I'm not an active Gaga listener.
Yeah.
I don't know her songs.
Much as we all are listening to it on the radio and stuff. But
yeah, I'm not seeking her out.
Yeah.
This song's great. I like how she starts it off where she sings a little weird.
Whoa, dude. I love 392 million views on YouTube, and the top comment, I love it. Still iconic, all caps, dude. That's great.
How old is the comment?
August, 5 years. 5 years ago, and it's got 31,000 upvotes.
That
dude.
Comment, still iconic.
Still dude. Iconic.
You should reply to that comment and say, this comment, still iconic. This song's great. This so far, I think this might, looking at everything else, it's not. This might be in my top three.
This is a pleasant surprise, because I hadn't heard it until you sent me the list. Yeah.
I haven't heard this song probably since 2013.
I'd never heard it. Oh, it's
no, you've definitely heard this
DJ
song.
White Shadow. I thought it was DJ Shadow. Remember DJ Shadow?
No.
He was like an underground DJ whatever, but it doesn't matter, because this involves DJ White Shadow. But
very different.
Yeah. This is cool. Applause was inspired by the cheering of her fans, which kept her motivated during the month she toured with the Born This Way ball in pain before canceling it due to a hip injury and pays respects to the art of performance. It is the music video is wild. It's like black and white. It switches a bunch.
I mean, when has Lady Gaga not had a music video that's wild?
That rips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is great, dude.
She's great, man.
I'm like a stan, I think.
No, we
say
that.
I can't be, but
yeah, we are fans. We're not stands.
This is just a hard clap bop.
It's so good. Yeah. It's like it builds. The chorus hits. It's exactly what you want out of a song.
Yeah.
If this came on, like at a club, I'm losing it.
Yeah. It's this great. This would have been a good wedding song.
Yeah, it would have. But I
should have, could have, would have bop, dude.
Yeah. But I don't really remember any of the songs I played at our wedding, other than like Shout and a couple other ones.
I remember your DJ. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I
just randomly.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, I'm going to tell this to you. The DJ, it was at All Saints. It was there's a downstairs and there's a balcony. The DJ was the only one on the balcony. And then his speakers were up there and he was just overlooking everything. And then we all gave speeches. And then there was a moment where somebody spoke. And then there was a beat of silence. Like somebody gave this heartfelt speech. People are crying. And then there's a beat of silence, and the DJ is just like, all right, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And he says that about the speech, dude, which is so
beautiful, insincere.
Dude. I can't stop saying that. Anyway, that's a double bop from us. Applause, Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, take us on the next one, baby.
Moving in at number seven, we've got Holy Grail by Jay-Z and JT.
Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy Grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about. I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras.
I know. I'm gonna cut you off. I know you don't like Jay-Z.
Yeah, but this is good.
Whoa, dude.
But you
want it to be bad.
This song is saved by a fucking fire ass beat, dude.
It's so good.
It's like this is too much Justin Timberlake for me.
I like it. I think actually Justin's great in it. Jay-Z's great in it.
It's a little too much JT for me. It's like a little I could tone it down. Also, I don't know why, but like Justin Timberlake is like Legolas. He's like the Legolas of the, you know? Like if we were to recast, I can't explain that any further, but it's like if they were like, what musician would be in the Fellowship? Justin Timberlake would be Legolas. That's all I can say.
I have nothing to add because it's a perfect analogy.
Yeah. But I don't. I mean, I hate, like, yeah, his, I still think his flow is whack as shit, but like,
he's good in this.
It's a slower beat, so it works for him.
I actually like the whole album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
That's the whole album?
The whole album is great, I think.
This is a good
hard ass bop.
It hits. Yeah. It came on and I was like, oh, I can run through a wall right now.
I think this is a song that Joe Strix would fucking love.
What? Why?
Just because I know Joe.
Yeah?
And this is a song that he would like.
Okay. It's a good song. I like it.
Okay.
It's not great. When the beat comes in, I'm like, oh, this is good. Like this.
I like JT up top.
It's a little. It could be like 30 seconds more or less for me. It's like a minute of JT, and I'm like, oh, God, okay. Like,
so is it a bop from you?
It's a bop, yeah.
It's a bop for me. Now that we know that, I will tell you, this whole song, ugh, the material and, like, the point of it is so cringy. It's all about their relationship with fame.
Fuck! It's a fucking flop. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you can't. I wanted to lock you in first, but it's like... and baby, it's amazing. I'm in this maze with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming, you love me loud. The next day you're so cold. It's all about the fickleness of fame and fans.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm one of the richest people in the world. Love me.
It's crazy. Jay-Z's literally a billionaire, right?
And Justin Timberlake's probably not too far. Yeah. They both have. Justin Timberlake fucking bought MySpace, dude.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, you're just thinking about the Social Network
I'm
movie.
Not. Justin, no, I'm not. I promise you I'm not. Because it seems like it would be driving. I'm going to look it up right now. Justin Timberlake fucking bought. Oh, my God. Sorry. Hold on. Fucking bought MySpace.
I just got denied from San Francisco Sketchfest.
I didn't even sign up for it, dude. Justin Timberlake. MySpace. You know what's popping up on Google. Is MySpace owned by Justin Timberlake? Former MySpace co-owner Justin Timberlake center at a 2012 press event with MySpace chief executive Tim Vanderhook. Yeah. He bought it in 2012.
He co-owned it.
That still means he bought part of MySpace.
I co-own a house. It's not impressive.
Yeah.
He probably sold his Bitcoin like I did.
I mean, it probably was only like $1 million because it's fucking MySpace, but...
Yeah. Was this after it blew up? Or it doesn't matter.
This is 2012. See, when did the social network come
Holy out? Holy Grail. Oh, I don't know.
Probably around the same time. He probably was in that movie.
2010.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude. He was in the social network, and he was like, you know what would be a fun bit? If I owned a social, I could see him going into his fucking financial virus. Hey, it's me, Justin Timberlake.
You know, your biggest client.
Yeah. What? So, you know that movie, The Social Network?
Give me a lot of thoughts.
Have you seen it? Okay.
I'd love to own.
How much money did I make from that movie? Well, Justin, you made probably about like $38 million from that movie alone. Cool. What if I bought a social network?
What if before that it was like, what social networks are available to buy? Well, yeah. There's Google Plus and MySpace.
Yeah.
And he's like, give me MySpace.
Yeah. This guy like turns around. He's like, turns to his assistant. He's like, Donna, I can't tell if this is a bit or
Zune is also trying to develop a social network.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake's like, I want to buy MySpace and also I want to bring mini disc players back.
Two words, Laserdisc.
Two words, hit clips but longer.
Hit clips, dude.
You know how you can only play 15 seconds?
How about the full song?
Twitter, but for music. You can only play 30 seconds.
Hit clips but longer. It's still not the full song. And that's also the name, dude. Hit clips but longer.
Hit clips. And then like in like a fun font under it. Hit clips, but longer.
But longer. You know, hit clips only plays 15 to 17 seconds. How about 45, dog? Like, they're stoked to be able to give you more, but not all of it.
Crawling in my skin.
Get the fuck. And that's it. It's over. That happens 45 seconds in.
Now that's what I call hit clips, but longer.
Dude, you know what? I'm giving this, now that's what I call a bop.
That's good. Sharks, get at us if you want to give us money. Hit clips, but longer. Trademark. verbal trademark. We said it, so we own it now.
Okay, moving on.
Let's move on to...
To the most insane one we've ever had, dude.
Let's set the tone. It is October. It's about to be Halloween. It's 2013. I don't know who's president, and I don't care. I think it's Biden. No,
2013.
Obama. Technically, I'm right. It is Biden. He's vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Trump is like... Maybe he's like posting up on Twitter. Shit's popping off in the world. You
know? He's on The Apprentice.
Is it 2000? Yeah, probably.
Probably.
And this band called Yelvis or Elvis with a Y.
Elvis
comes up with a song called "The Fox." Parentheses. What does the fox say? Yeah, you're probably going, "Oh, that song." I remember that song. Yeah, we all do. But did you think that it fucking charted on the top 10 in America? Because I sure as hell did. Well, here it is. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? What the fox say? What? I mean, dude, first off, of course it's a fucking bop. This song rips, dude.
You know, I think the whole, I was reading a thing, I think the whole motivation for the song is that, because it's a Norwegian comedy duo. Oh,
okay. That,
so name. it was like, they put it out as like an anti-hit.
Yeah.
And then the Barbra Streisand effect, it blew up,
well,
dude.
Well, I don't know if you remember, they had a hilarious music video.
Yes,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. And so it was literally, I think they were just high and they were like, all these animals make noises. What the fuck does a fox say?
Yeah.
But have you, on a side note, have you ever heard a fox?
Yeah, it's like, meh.
Yeah, it's like, they hiss and they scream. They like.
It's like a mixture of a dog and a cat.
Those and like coyotes notoriously sound like people in the woods.
Yeah.
That was it.
I remember the first time I took a buddy camping. It was like one of the few things you could do during like the actual COVID lockdown was go camping. So we were out in the woods, and there was like clearly a fuck ton of coyotes around us. And you can just hear like, because they sound like whispers. And he was freaking the fuck out. And I was like, dude, it's, I know it's scary. It's coyotes.
Really?
But in the back of my head, yeah. I was like, I fucking hope it's coyotes.
Coyotes are like kind of scary too, though.
I mean, there's a whole like skinwalker thing.
I love like it. It's just so simple and pure of a song that
I love.
It has to be.
Did it
a bop?
Did you look? Of course, it's a bop.
What does the bop say, dude?
That's the fucking. What does the
name
bop
of the
say?
Episode?
Name of the episode. What does the bop say?
And then it's like, it's so. It's like dogs go this, cats go this, birds go this. Although, also like getting on Genius lyrics for this.
Oh my god!
It's like dog goes wolf, cat goes meow, and it's like the word meow is used here to indicate a search for attention. Cow goes moo. The onomatopoeia for cows is moo. It's just so literal. And then, but there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? And it's such an earnest question that you have to respect it. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
I'm trying to find out where it. Yo, it. I think it peaked at number 3. Yeah. Wow, that's insane. This yeah. song got up to number 3 in America. That's tight.
It's yeah.
I love that for us. That's the last time that we were really unified as a country.
I love that for us.
Okay, moving in. Jordan, is it me or you?
It's me.
Okay.
So that was a double bop from us. You know what? What does
the bop say?
The
yeah.
bop say.
Yeah, man. Doble bop.
Moving to number 5. We're in the top 5.
Wait, bring Norwegian. It. Yui, if you're listening, let us know if these guys are still making music.
If I actually didn't know how to say their name, so I wrote it as Vivus, but it's Ilvis.
Gotcha.
Number 5, Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake and Majid Jordan. I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love. Hey,
this song is so fun. I don't like Drake, but
you know what?
I don't like Drake the person. Let me say that. His music is
so good, dude.
I hate it. It's so good.
You know what? This song to me is one pure and simple thing. It's my favorite thing on this planet. It is driving in the winter.
Wait, this song is your wife's ass?
I was going to say that. It's crazy because I was thinking, but I didn't want to be rude. I swear to God.
Let me be
that.
Rude.
And it, her ass really is my favorite. This song is my favorite thing in the world. It's driving in the winter with the windows down and the heater on your feet.
Oh, I'm doing that tonight. It's so good.
That song is this.
Yeah.
That song plays when I'm doing that.
This song's great, man.
It's great.
It is. I will say it was funny because like the album art, for those who don't know, it's the it's like an animation of like his like little baby with a fro behind like a blue sky with clouds. And a lot of people were like photoshopping it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I remember, this is not that funny, I just remember I like made a Photoshop of like a baby picture of me with that, but the caption was, I've got my apple juice, it's everything that I drink.
I got my apple juice,
it's everything that I drink. I got my sippy cup something
that's pretty
next
good.
To me.
Yeah.
It's great.
Truly nothing else to say.
No,
this song
it's a bop.
Is
it's such
yeah.
a fucking slow
yeah,
jam.
This is
I
like
love
probably,
it.
This is going to be in my top 3.
Definitely. Nothing yeah. was the same. It was a pretty solid album. What else is from that? Worst Behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're running long. Who fucking cares? Moving into number 4, we've got a song. I think we'll finally disagree on something. We've got Wake Me Up by Avicii. Oof. So wake me up when it's all over.
Fucking that guitar solo, I'm good.
Take start God, off then.
$100, yes or no, if I learn to play that intro on guitar. You better believe I fucking did, dog, when I moved to Charlotte. This song is so good, dude. I loved Avicii, man.
Man.
I would love I can't tell you, I would love to.
He's dead, right?
He passed away. Yes.
By him by his own doing.
I think
correct?
He OD'd.
Or like maybe an accident, but he is dead.
Or he maybe killed himself. He's come up before. His other song.
Well, the pill and Ibiza thing from
the
guy.
Yeah.
Just to tell Avicii I was cool. Whoever that, Shawn Mendes?
I have
no idea.
Not Shawn Mendes.
Another dude that everyone will forget in 5 years.
Yeah. We've forgotten him now, and it's been 2 years.
Yeah. I don't like the song.
That's crazy. What about it do you not like?
I don't like the fucking weird, like, hey, what if we, like, put a country artist in here?
That's funny because it is called Folktronica.
Yeah, well, I don't folk with it, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right. Dad jokes. It's happening, baby. I just don't like it. I mean, if I'm being honest, this is not my level of music. I think we've had, like, other Avicii songs on here where I'm like, this is good. And when this builds and dun 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 dun, it's whatever.
And it drops. Oh, it's so good.
It's fine. It's fine.
But it's not even. It's weird that it's Folktronica. I guess it's Folktronica only because there's an acoustic guitar at the beginning of this electronica song.
Well, like the dude's lyrics are pretty country.
But it's Allo Black, who was like an R&B singer. He was like, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. You never heard that song?
Have you heard?
We run a music podcast.
Have you heard Satan, Satan, lend me a dollar? Satan, Satan.
Yeah, is that an old?
Now?
Is that an old folk?
No, it's like a. I just know it from the Weeds soundtrack.
Oh.
The show. Oh, we run a music podcast. You don't know what song that is?
One of the two songs that were just mentioned peaked on the Billboard Top 100.
Yeah.
The other
peaked on my personal Top 100.
Okay. Well, that's the problem, is that we're not playing by your rules. We're playing by billboards.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a fucking flop for me.
It's a flop. We do disagree on that.
You know what this is? This is a put me to sleep flop.
Interesting, because this is a wake me bop.
Oh, well.
Okay.
All right. Moving in. Wait, is it? It's you.
Number three, we've got Meow by Katy Perry. No, we've got Roar by Katy Perry. Yeah.
Like 2 seconds of it. I know. 3, 2, 1. I like Katy Perry. I don't like this song.
This is yet another song about her fame.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be so good. Roar.
It's like, I'm going to break out. Because she started as a Christian artist.
Yes.
And
then
when she came out and like broke out, parents disowned her for a bit.
Oh. I think she did the Super Bowl this year. One of the years around when the song
2013,
came out.
Oh, 2013,
And the performance. Actually, wait. Was this when Shark Dude happened?
Yo, Shark Backpack Boy?
Or no, Left Shark, I think is what it was called, the meme. I think that was around. I can't imagine she's done the Super Bowl more than once. She's not that popular, is
she? I think she did it twice because she also had Backpack Boy who did the flossing.
Oh, I thought that was an SNL thing.
No. Oh.
Yeah, Backpack Boy is SNL. I hate that I know this.
Left Shark's real name is Brian Gaw. He's been a dancer with Katy Perry's touring ensemble for 5 years. He left the road about a year ago, and today he's a hairstylist at Mare Salon of West Hollywood.
But no, like, I'm sure on, like, Know Your Meme, like, Left Shark should be on there.
Super Bowl XLIX.
Well, give us a
Know Your Meme. Oh, I'm sorry. The Left Shark Super Bowl 2015.
So maybe this you know what? This song.
Well, this is October 2013, a year later. There. It's a huge song.
She had done the Super Bowl either this year or upcoming or whatever.
Okay.
But she had this really, for this song, she like came out on this giant fucking lion.
Really?
It was really cool. I hate this song, but it was really cool.
Oh, so this is a flop for
me. This is a flop for me, yeah. This song is.
Wow.
A lot of her songs, they're either like super fucking good or they just sound like generic pop songs.
Well,
one sounds very generic to me.
That's why, like, I think she came up a couple weeks ago or a couple episodes ago. It's like her.
Yeah, she had the one that got away, I think, was the song that we
covered. Oh, okay. And then, like, her songs are up and down.
Yeah.
Like, she'll go through valleys of, like, no hits and then comes out with, like, a banger breaks into the top five.
She's been quiet for a while, and I'm expecting her to come out with a banger.
Yes, yeah, just like another trash bag floating in the wind type, you know?
Yeah.
Fireworks
fucking great.
Yeah. This is a good song. This is a great pump-up jam.
That's fine if you feel that way.
I wish we had a middle ground, because the longer we do this, almost want to call it a fine, you know, but it's...
We'll come up with
I'm going to give it a bop.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fine. It's going to be a fine bop.
Yeah. A just fine bop. A fine folk bop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not called that because we like fine folk.
Oh, that was a...
Did Took an awkward pause there.
I didn't. I was like, "Folk."
It wasn't plugged. Okay.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Wasn't intentional. All right, moving in. Number two. Ooh, baby. We've got Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Come on in.
Wreck my balls.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me.
Twist.
Twist! No! I'm gripping the mic with two hands.
This song is a twist.
It's a twist?
Dude, this song was everywhere.
Do you know what a twist is? Okay, Sean's in the studio with this video recording.
Sean, our videographer. Follow him at SeanOMG.
Yeah. Yes. A twist is, it's named after the Twist, the song by Chubby Checker, which is one of the top performing songs of all time, which when you give a song a twist, that means it's one of your top songs of all time.
But no.
Yes, yeah, it's one of the top songs of all time.
You just said your top song of all time.
Of the top songs of all time, but,
no.
According to you.
No, we gave it a twist because the twist was a insanely cultural relevant song that like changed music.
You know what? Now that you're reminding me of the definition that we came up with together.
Yeah. Welcome to Bop or Flop, where I come up with things. And Jordan just forgets.
We come up with them together, and Jordan forgets, and then Spencer has to remind Jordan. Keep going. Keep not describing a twist, but keep going about Wrecking Ball.
This, like, dude.
I'm on the verge.
So, this song.
I'm on the precipice.
First off, Miley Cyrus in 2013 was like, people were like, what's she doing? Is she going to go do porn? She's clearly having a mental breakdown. All of the, like, classic things that, like, people say about women who, like.
This comes into play later. She's engaged to Liam Hemsworth.
What do you mean later?
I'm saying this, what I'm about to say will come into play in a little bit because I'll bring it up again. She's engaged to Liam
Not
Hemsworth.
Anymore.
No, I'm no.
Oh, but in this current moment.
That's why she wrote the song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like she was up and down. She was twerking. She was putting her tongue out. Like she was like doing. She did that weird like naked photo shoot with that really creepy photographer.
That canceled him.
Yeah, because he probably was doing weird shit.
I remember that guy.
And
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
so obvious that she's on a ton of drugs and because her pupils are fucking
huge.
Dilated.
Yeah.
Like, but on a sidebar, like pretty fucking cool. I gotta have to take that part out, but it. But like
that was lizard brain, Spencer.
I know. I'm sorry. And everyone was like, is Miley Cyrus done? Has she fried her brain? Blah, blah, blah. I could be wrong on my timelines, but she dropped this song and everyone was like, oh, fuck. Okay.
So-
I'm sorry. This is Billy Ray Cyrus's kid. The like, dude, she's fucking like, I hate it. Cause like, I'm not a Miley Cyrus person.
Yeah.
Like, I never watched Hannah Montana. I'm not like a huge Miley Cyrus fan, but like every time I hear her, I'm like, oh, this girl has talent.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. And like, no offense to people who like Kesha, but like people have heard Kesha sing and it's bad.
Yeah.
Like Kesha's like a good, what's the word? A good performer maybe, but not a good musician.
Yeah.
Like, Miley Cyrus is a fucking musician, dude. And this song came out.
She comes from that line, dude.
Everyone was covering it. Everyone was talking about it. I'm sure if it didn't get the
number. They spoofed it.
Every single fucking late night person was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if this guy was on a wrecking ball? Like,
yeah.
Every person was
Let's put a fat white guy on it.
On a wrecking ball. Like, they made commercials out of it, dude. Like, it for all intents and purposes, like, broke the internet.
That's a good.
Sorry.
Defense of it. I understand your position.
Yeah.
I will not give it a twist. I could almost be persuaded to give it a whist, but I'm just going to give it a wrecking bop.
You're going to give it a wrecking bop.
It's going to be a bop. It's a bop. There's no doubt, dude.
It hit number one. We're actually catching it on the way down right now. Dude.
It's crazy because it's at number two.
Dude, 2013 was a great year for Miley Cyrus, dude. She, 23, whatever that song is, I don't know that, peaked at number three. God, there's fucking so many ads on this website. We Can't Stop was at number one. Wrecking Ball was also at number one. I think we've covered We Can't Stop before.
Which I like.
It's okay.
It's good.
It's not bad. I'm not going to give it a box, but it's like, Wrecking Ball is fucking good, dude. It's great.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. It's so, I don't know. It's a twist.
It's a twist.
We need to figure out a way to also get our listeners to say if they think it's a twist. Maybe it's slide meter. Maybe we do Bop and Flop and then we put the slide meter under it and say, how much is this a twist to you?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Engagement.
Engagement.
You have to look at the.
Wait, ready?
Ready?
Engagement. We were lined up. Okay. Bop and a twist from us. Moving in to number one. Royals by Lordy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes. Obviously a bop, dude.
It's good, dude.
This song's I got great. On the Lord train a while ago, and only because of Melissa. Melissa loves Lord.
I remember being very into this album and then never paying attention to her ever again. And then I saw, I think it was this summer, she released a new album where she's like super cheeked up on the cover.
Oh,
it's true.
Damn, she's like, double cheeked up. Yeah.
She's like stepping over the camera and it's like, it's a whole
thing. I remember.
Thing
yeah. It like blew up on Twitter because people were like, the most zoomed into picture ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's like, is that
she's running over the camera in like a bathing suit or whatever.
Everyone's like, is that a lip? Like, everyone's trying to get creepy and it's like, whatever.
Melissa would, the only artist that Melissa ever got excited for the upcoming album.
With her, Lord.
Yeah, with Lord.
That's crazy.
Nobody else, I don't think that she remembered really anybody else's album coming out.
I think she was 17 when this album
came out.
She's
25
She's 25 now, and this was 8 years ago.
That's wild.
She was 17. That's nuts. I don't know. I tried to look up her past, and like her mom was like a very famous poet in New Zealand. So like I'm sure that's why she's good at writing lyrics, that's fine. But it's like this song's like we grew up poor, and it's like I don't know if you did. Like,
yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah,
from a rich suburb of Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah.
I do got to say, hearing that she is from New Zealand, which I didn't know about, makes me like her more because
she's super weird.
Melissa and I both have like the. I know that there's like this old questionable like, yellow fever or jungle fever. Whatever it is for New Zealand, that's what we have for those
people.
Kiwi fever. Yeah.
Yeah, I love, dude.
Can't wait to go in 2023.
I can't wait to go either. Every time we talk about going, I'm telling Lindy like I'm gonna stay there for a while.
I'm not flying
to the other side of the world for fucking 2 weeks. Like I'm going for
2 weeks is a long time. Just
that
to
is,
be
no.
I think people.
I was in India for a month. Like I'm going there for a period of time.
You have dogs.
Yeah, but like, put some food.
We're
on
gonna
the
bring them with you.
Put some food on the floor. They'll be good.
You said that about my cat last night, too.
Yeah, but it's a cat. There's so
I
many,
love that you're like,
so
no,
many.
We have children.
Do we?
No, I'm like, hypothetically. I'm teeing you up to say it again. No, but we have children.
Just put some food on the floor. But there's so many. Like, dude.
No, but my grandmother lives with us.
Killer. If the cat dies, it's okay, you know?
Sonia. Oh, only one parent is listed.
Only one parent?
Ella Maria Lana Yelich O'Connor.
That's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Maria? Because it's a J. So I don't know if it's Marija or something or like.
It's well, if her mom is.
Marija. Yeah.
Maria. I'm guessing Maria. New Zealand poet. She's the mother and singer.
There's a meme in regards to the Australian and New Zealand accent. And it's fish in the water. And it's like a line, you know, like the fake ocean border. And it's like, on this side, fish. On this side, fush.
Fush. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it is Maria because her mother is of Serbian descent. And it's
that makes
the
sense.
Soft J.
She is very pale for a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Kiwi's not bad, is it?
Kiwi? I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's a fruit.
Well, they haven't caught up, I guess. I don't
know. Who fucking knows? Who cares?
This is a bop.
Actually, we actually have a few listeners in New Zealand. So if you're listening and you don't like being called Kiwi, let us know. Legitimately, I want to know. But that's it. episode 38 of Bob or Flop, October 23rd, 2013.
Should I read them back?
Read them back to us, baby.
Okay. Coming in at number 10, we got Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. That's a double light bop from the two of us. Number 9, Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke, T.I. Pharrell. That was a flippy bop for me and an unfortunate bop from Spencer. Number 8, Applause. That was a lady by Lady Gaga. That was a hard clap bop for me and a shoulda, coulda, woulda bop from Spencer. Number 7, Holy Grail by Jay-Z and JT. I've got a... Now, that's what I call a bop and a holy bop from Spencer. Number 6, The Fox by Elvis. What does the bop say? And The Bop by Elvis from Spencer. Number 5, Hold On, We're Going Home, Drake. That's a pure and simple bop for me and a bop from Spencer. Number 4, Wake Me Up by Avicii. Got a Wake Me Up bop for me and a Put Me to Sleep bop from Spencer. Number 3, Katy Perry. That's a fine bop for me and a meow flop from Spencer. Number 2, Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus. That's a wrecking bop from me and a twist from Spencer. And number 1, Royals by Lorde. That's an heiress bop, Chrissy, from me and a bop from Spencer.
An heiress bop, Chrissy?
Yeah.
Aristocracy?
Yeah. That's where she got her name from.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. That's it.
Everybody,
guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I'm glad that you identify as someone who listened to this specific episode of this podcast. Thank y'all so much. We rock with y'all hard. We love you so much. We did our announcements up top, so we don't have to do announcements at the end.
Yeah.
Unless we want to, but I don't want to.
No.
That's
November 21st, November 20th. November 20th, December 4th, check out Instagram at Neptune's Comedy.
Just follow us, yeah. At Bop or Flop Pod. We post everything there. We share clips and stuff from each other. We're all good. That's it.
Do it.
Anything else you want to say, Jordan?
No.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.